Get ready for Electric Mornings on The Big Show, brought to you by BYD, Singapore's number one selling EV brand, driving the electrification wave in Singapore.
And this morning, we have the Managing Director of BYD Singapore, Mr. James Ng. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us in the studio, waking up early.
My pleasure.
And congratulations on BYD being the biggest selling electric brand in the world. Tell us a little bit more. I mean, we know about BYD. I mean, we've heard from...
I'm happy to hear that. Huh?
We've spoken to Anthony, we've spoken to Weiron from Vantage Automotive, and now we get you the manager of BYD. So we want to hear from you. Why do you think BYD is, you know, so talked about right now and is the number one brand for EV in the world?
Yeah, if you are saying that, then I'll have many hours to talk about it.
Oh, okay, we have time.
You have 2 minutes.
我们有的是时间。
Okay. So, start off from BYD, I think it's a very different company, EV company as compared to other of our friendly competitor. So, if you look at BYD, we are the frontier of EVs. All right, we started to produce EVs, that was about maybe 15 years ago. All right. So in terms of the track record numbers, I think we have the most numbers to prove that the reliability of our vehicles. And that's why we got the people buying our vehicles are very receptive in Singapore. So we have proven that our battery is lasting and can drive within the operation lifespan of their requirement. And second thing, if you look at BYD, basically BYD is a company that is very, in the production, is very vertically integrated. Okay, we produce not only, maybe except the glasses and tires, we produce the component and parts within BYD itself. So if you look at that, basically you are saying that in terms of costing and in terms of reliability, in terms of integrations of the whole system, which resulted in better in good performance, you will see that the product of BYD is there.
Yeah, you can control the quality, right?
Yes, everything. And you have all the data, fact sheets of your own materials, and you have everything. And at the same time, if you look at BYD, BYD have reinvested whatever the resources they have into R&D. In BYD today, we have 90,000 R&D staff. Okay, we have several hundred staff, but we have 90,000 R&D, and that makes that we are a high-tech innovative company, innovation company. So because of that, you will have to see, you have seen that we have a lot of frontier kind of technology. We have our brake battery, we have our DM, dual mode super hybrid system, we have our cell-to-body, we have the die suspensions intelligence system, the iTech intelligent torque adaptive control, all these things. Basically, the purpose of doing that is to have a conducive driving experience and at the same time to make people willing to accept BYD as one of the main products. Right. Because whatever you're saying is that we are talking about switching ICE vehicles to EVs. So because of that, BYD is very successful in the receptiveness, getting the receptiveness of our of our people to buy our products in Singapore.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I think, you know, when it comes to EVs now, it's on everyone's lips, BYD.
For sure.
As I've always said, right, I mean, you go out on the roads right now, you're driving, you will definitely see, you know, BYDs. Let's continue to talk to James on The Big Show TV. Up next, it's 8:35.
I mean, I got into a private hire car the other day, you know, and I stepped in, I'm like, oh my goodness, there's so much leg room. And then I looked at his steering wheel. I'm like, oh, it's a BYD. I was complimenting the driver on the space within the car. Literally so much. Usually your knees kind of come up against the back of the chair, but this one had a lot of leg room.
You do what's the reason for doing that?
Tell us.
Because we have a battery system. We call it brake battery. Basically, is we are able to compact the size of the normal traditional
body, right?
The cell to body into by saving a space of about 45%. So that increased the space of the vehicles.
Right.
Amazing.
Right. Well, the Atto 3 is the number one selling EV brand, you know, in Singapore. Why do you think this is so?
First of all, I would say that based on just now the reasons that we have talked about, basically we produce a high quality price ratio product. In Chinese, we call it 高性价比. So basically, I believe you have driven sale.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, so comparative for sale. In the market today, we are talking about maybe 230,000, the high-end type four-wheel drive, 3.8 seconds to achieve 100 kilometers per hour. Mm. All right? At this price, you are comparative to those very high-end performance vehicles. Mm. I don't want to mention the brand, but it's very high-end.
Yeah.
I personally drive a sale. I also drive high-end vehicles from my friends. Performance exactly the same or even better.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
So we also conducted some drag race. If you see in YouTube, there's many drag race and always sales come in top three in a lot of competition. So what does it mean? It means that today we are switching of the technology from ICE to EVs.
It's easier. Yes.
Mm. It's there.
Mm. Yeah.
And you don't need a lot of money to experience that good performance vehicle.
Correct. Mm.
So, and it's not all EVs will do that.
Yes.
Because you need to have a product that is well-disciplined, to have, like what BYD is doing, vertically integrated, to make sure that we control all the reliability, the quality, the performance, and because of that, the pricing as well.
Mm.
So that will derive us a good quality price ratio product.
Yeah,
and this is very important.
Usually people like pay less, they think they're going to get lesser quality, but you don't get that with the BYD.
Yes,
you said a lot of things that will get compromised, like your speed, like your range and all that, but with that, you don't have that.
Just
with
imagine
BYD.
That today the CO is so high. Mm. But why Singaporeans still choose BYD?
The
past only a span, short span of 2 years.
Mm. Correct.
So that's the reason. Because people experience it, they know the difference, and that's why it's something very different in today's context.
Yeah.
So it's something like many years ago in my era, I don't know whether you are carrying those non-smartphone that time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like
Nokia,
so it's the same as
20, 30 years ago, we are switching technology.
Yes.
So it becomes a smartphone. People are very receptive.
Mm.
20, 30 years later, something comes in similar.
Yeah.
We are switching IC to EVs.
Mm. Yeah.
And this is really creating a good driving experience and also a lifestyle. Mm. A new lifestyle for everyone, which BYD is trying to do that as well.
Now, you know, James, BYD is obviously the market leader right now. And with this, not everyone wants to follow. Mm. So there's competition coming, you know. How are you dealing with this, the thought of more and more players coming into the market?
That's partly the job of BYD Singapore, all right? Our HQ has produced a very fantastic good products that already convinced user to buy BYD. But I also believe that our local in BYD Singapore have its jobs to do. We also deem that other than producing a good quality price ratio, we are talking about, because we find that EV is really a lifestyle product. Okay. Basically, if you are looking at, we're trying to add values in the lifestyle for everyone, for all our BYD buyers. That's our job in Singapore. So that's the reason why in the past 2 years we have done a lot of things to put BYD as part of the ecosystem and to make sure that our users, when buying BYD, we may remain part of their lifestyle. Mm. Every time they wake up, they will find that thing of BYD. So what we do is that basically until today we have opened up experience center like BYD cafes. We are also working with NTUC Learning Hub to come up with training centers to train ICE technicians into EV enabled technicians. Then at the same time, we also launched a signing ceremony with our CPOs, the charge point operators, to give a special discount. Mm. Ranging from 5% to 20% for our operators, from the operators to our users,
for the
new users. All right, and at the same time, we are also looking things that is moving forward this year. We are looking at VRs, virtual realities systems. We are also looking at more experience. For example, we tie up with some good tour agency to visit BYD,
the factory. Wow.
Then at the same time, we also working on getting another new dealers, very experienced from China, who deal with high-end vehicles, to come into Singapore to be our partners as well. Just for info, in coming this March 28, they'll be launching their first 1S showroom in 77 Robinson Road.
Oh,
something
wow.
amazing
wow,
because
in CBD.
In Robinson Road.
In Robinson Road. So the thing is, you may not heard of it for a showroom to be there.
Yeah.
No.
So, but we are doing that.
We heard it first.
3 days.
We heard it first.
Wow,
this
congratulations.
Morning on the show.
Is yeah. there a cafe there as well? Or not in the plans yet.
More okay. than a cafe, sure. Restaurant. Is
so very soon, we also have a fan club coming up soon.
A fan club.
Nice.
And also, we are going to have building some open square, BYD square, open areas to do some activities, otherwise okay. activities over there.
Okay. Let's go on and break
that.
This news.
Yeah. 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 The Robinson Road.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome back to The Big Show and The Big Show TV. It is Electric Mornings with BYD, and our guest for this morning is the Managing Director of BYD Singapore, Mr. James Ng.
Hello.
So James, we were just talking about what makes BYD the number one brand in the world, as well as the Atto 3 being the number one brand in model in Singapore. We know what makes you number one. You were talking about how quality is not compromised because the price is a lot lower in comparison to a lot of the other cars that are out there.
Yes.
But it's also because you have so many touch points for people, you know, in terms of your cafes, in terms of your experiential sessions that you have for your customers. What else are you doing that is different from other brands? And you broke some news to us earlier on The Big Show TV. Why don't you tell someone who's listening to us on the radio now what's happening in 3 days?
What is happening?
Okay, basically BYD is doing whatever we can in Singapore to get more exposure and to have to let our customers or people in Singapore who have different experience in EVs. Coming up, we will have one more new dealers. This dealers is from overseas, and their forte is working on premium cars. So we're hoping that to get this partner in is to serve to have a different experience for our customers in terms of serving premiums services to them. All right. So they'll be having we'll be launching this showroom coming 28th of March this year.
That's in 3 days.
That's in 3 days, yes. And looking forward to. The location is at 77 Robinson Road.
Wow. Right.
Robinson Road. So it's in the heart of the CBD.
Yes, yes. Something different otherwise from other showrooms.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
We've got a question from one of our YouTube viewers. This question, you know, is for you, James. Will BYD create a 7 or 8 seater?
Yes, there'll be some product coming soon.
Okay. In Singapore, right. Yeah.
I would say that there's another so-called premium products that we're working on. Maybe Q or 4Q this year.
Oh, nice. So yes, you can look forward to that.
I think we did a demo launch in early part this year.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's called Denza.
Denza, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
From BYD.
Nice.
Okay.
Jim, I've got a quick question about maintenance. When it comes to maintenance, perhaps you can share with us on Big Show TV how a driver can go about with maintaining their vehicle. Is it like as simple as plug play and you know exactly what's wrong with the car, all the fault finding and whatnot? Maybe we can go on Big Show TV and talk about that.
Sure. Meantime, here's a craze featuring Cherish, Do It To It, right here on KISS 92.
Yes. So, you know, I always hear, if it's an EV, when it comes to maintenance, they plug a computer in and everything that needs to be fixed, everything that needs to be...
Yes, exactly.
And does that mean that the amount of time taken to service your car also reduces compared to...
Yes, of course,
Could you talk about that?
Basically, the norm is reduced by 50%. The cost also reduced by 50%.
Wow.
The cost is reduced by 50%.
Because a lot of maintenance, there's no engine, no leaking, overheating, that kind of problems from the traditional vehicles. So basically, EVs is very simple. Okay, a lot of visual checks. Basically, it's just to make sure that your tire pressure is okay, no wear and tear, you change your brake oil, all this type of thing.
So in other words, the driver just has to make sure that you've got a certain list of things that you do to, like a checklist, essentially.
Yeah, right? It's a simple checklist.
And your software is always updated and stuff like that.
I think the only problem is the software updates. The receptiveness to be trained to use the diagnostic system with the vehicles. That's the key.
So you have to go to a center to do that, or you can do it yourself?
No, you have to go to
a center to get it
updated. Because you own that diagnostic systems.
Right,
you have
okay.
to make sure that you have that systems to know what's the fault of the vehicles.
Right. Got it.
I don't think that day is going to come very soon where we service our own vehicles. Update our own vehicles. Maybe one day.
Connect to Wi-Fi and it does it remotely. You know?
Like your phones, right? Automatically updates.
You can upgrade your vehicles. Maybe
upgrade
very soon, okay? Through right. buying some of the modules from the over the air, then you can upgrade your systems.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of like your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Upgrade. Yes. Mm.
Right. Now, James, you guys at BYD are doing so much to promote electric vehicles, you know, in Singapore. And this is something that, of course, we want to encourage everyone, you know, not just here in Singapore, but everyone who's listening to us from around the world right now, because we do have an international, you know, audience either watching or listening to us. Now, the EV market, you know, is certainly growing. But there are different players, as we mentioned early on. You guys are doing, you know, a fantastic job with the pricing as well as the quality. But having said that, you know, obviously there are many players out there who are marketing themselves as premium EV sellers. And pricing-wise, according to some people, it's ridiculous. Mm. Now, if these people are overpricing their EVs, could this possibly hurt the market?
It will not hurt the market.
Because, I mean, you guys are encouraging people, but if the prices are so high, then people will be discouraged, you know? So what do you think about that?
If the prices of other brands too high, look at BYD price.
Exactly, right?
But that doesn't mean that we produce low-quality product. Because today, when the switch of ICE to EVs is a total different technology.
Mm. Yeah.
So, in fact, with the switch of technology, we're experiencing better products with whatever you have to buy. The amount of money that you're buying. So that should be the way, right?
Yes.
Why, if not, why switch from ICE to EV other than those other factors? So basically, right, BYD is very different because of the earlier entry into the market. We are the forte of battery technologies. That also because of our great investment in the R&D from BYD. We are a high-tech innovation company. So, and also with our early entry, I would say that my personal opinion is that BYD technology is about at least 3 to 5 years in advance as compared to our friendly competitor.
Right.
So because of that, that drives the demands of BYD. In Singapore, very simple, just test our vehicle against others, you'll find the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to ask you, you know, the world and Singapore is all driving towards sustainability, where we're trying to get rid of ICE cars slowly but surely, you know, and bring all the, eventually what everyone hopes to see is 100% EV cars on the road. Do you think we're still on track for that?
Yes, of course. Maybe just to add on another info is that a few months ago we also awarded by the government, the LTA, for 240 buses, city buses.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
out of 360.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Even the government evaluated that BYD is a good product.
Right.
So that's why.
And they're fully behind it.
The confidence is there. All right. Yeah, so definitely.
Yeah.
The push still from the government, the push of the charging stations.
Yeah.
Today we have so many CPOs in the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody is talking about EVs. Of course, we have difficulties here and there.
Yeah.
The power supply, the limitation is setting up fast charging stations in different areas.
Yeah.
But all this will be overcome because just understand that today, for EV, there's limited range anxiety. A vehicle like 803, we are driving 500, 550.
Yeah.
Basically, on the cities of Singapore, maybe we are talking about driving 30 to 50 kilometers the most a day.
Yeah.
So you just need one charge a week.
Yeah.
So every time you go to shopping mall, you go breakfast with your wife,
you see
your honey,
a charging station.
You see a charge, just charge it. Okay. Today we have about, if I'm not wrong, it's about 6,000. Coming to this year, we are talking about 10,000. So that will be enough to support the requirement. All right. So the resetting is there, and because of the lifestyle, the driving experience, the good saving. Because electricity against that of petrol, we are talking about 30% cost of that petrol. It's a good saving for everyone. And it's also social responsibility to make sure that is we are living in a green environment. So all these good factors will eventually result to be that go for EVs.
Yeah.
And based on the last year numbers, we are talking about 18% of the total 2023's purchase numbers is already converted to EVs. I believe this year will be more.
Yeah. 18%.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
You know, I have people asking me, you know, this question, and I think it's timely that you are in the studio as well. Like, you know, Singaporeans in general, they like traveling to Malaysia, even. Mm. So the thing is, they're wondering if there are enough charging points in Malaysia for them to drive.
Yeah, of course, there. Because if you're seeing that the efforts from the Malaysian government, they're also pushing EVs very hard. Mm. Furthermore, just to let everyone know that some W is our distributor in Singapore,
okay,
right? And some W is also our distributor in Malaysia.
Right.
So there's always synergy. So in terms of charging, there's some we are working up some good procedure to make sure that our customer were not disappointed when they might visit Malaysia without a charger.
Yeah.
Right.
So North-South Highway, I mean, you're driving up to KL,
definitely no
you
issue.
Will find a lot of charging stations. Yeah. Okay, that's
rest
great.
Rest assured, see?
And again, like James was saying, it drives 500 plus. And I think from here to Malaysia, it's what, 400 something to get to KL?
Yeah, maybe
so you could 350 there you go. So you could go and then charge it up when you get there and then do it on the way back as well. You know, it is possible.
Well, the range is superb.
Yeah.
You know, it's so practical. Okay, we'll go on air one last time, James.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Mr. James Ng, Managing Director of BYD Singapore.
Good morning, James. Okay, morning. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Any other big plans that I'm always the person to ask this question, you know, no matter who comes in. Any other big plans that we can look forward to when it comes to BYD in Singapore?
You expect some more new models coming in this year. Currently, we have three showrooms and five cafes.
Mm.
So we're expanding more than that, more than 10 this year, all right? Including just now, I want to say that there's another new dealers coming in CBD. Then we'll be having a open square area to experience some BYD activities over there coming soon, maybe third Q this year. Then we'll be building up one after sales service center as well.
You were talking about some VR stuff earlier. Like, what did you mean by that?
No, we are doing some programs that when customer visit our cafes, they can have some VR experience driving our sales in Singapore's
a virtual reality BYD experience.
That's nice. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Then also some virtual showroom in certain areas.
Yeah. See, there's no stopping BYD.
No.
You know, the ideas keep flowing, you know, to entertain.
Give us more ideas if you have.
Yeah, we will indeed.
Well, thank you so much, James. It's been a real pleasure
speaking
to you. And thank you so much for taking time off to be with us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Mr. James Ng, Managing Director of BYD Singapore.
Thanks for tuning in to Electric Mornings on The Big Show. Brought to you by BYD, Singapore's number one selling EV brand. Driving the electrification wave in Singapore. Book your test drive at sg.byd.com.